It means a lot to me. Obviously, you'd rather be playing deep into January and February, but it's humbling. It's a blessing. I'm just blessed. I appreciate my peers thinking so highly of me. My teammates, support me and everything that goes on. There's so many ups and downs that go on throughout the season. We have a great offense. We have a great group of core guys, and I'm just blessed to be a part of a great unit.
Well, for the first time, there might be several Raiders, since you've been going. What does that say about the progress that this team has made and is making?
That says a lot. I mean, obviously, I feel that that Khalil and Charles should have been in last year, but it's always great to have teammates with you and to be recognized just as high as you are.
You've obviously made your imprint here in the Bay Area, and tomorrow could be the last game for the Raiders in Oakland. Just kind of what are your thoughts, as that possibility?
You try not to think about it because you have no control over it. But, it's been fun playing here. Our fans are second to none. The atmosphere, the energy that goes into the Coliseum every Sunday is unmatched. It's human. So we're human. So it's kind of hard not to think about it. But one thing that I'm gonna tell those guys tomorrow night when I talk to them is, if it's the last game here in Oakland, let's make it the best.
Right. People, so when you factor in the fact that it might be the last game in Oakland, everybody knows it's Charles Woodson's last game in Oakland. It's a night game. You're the only game. I mean, is that? What's it going to be like out there?
I mean, when you have a Thursday night game, you know one thing, and you're going to be the only game on TV. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going to be watching. It adds more that it's Christmas Eve, and families are going to gather on the TV, and they're going to see one of the great rivalries in football, the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers playing in the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun. It'll be a great atmosphere for everybody to feel, especially the young guys, because it's going to be an atmosphere they probably haven't felt. So it's going to be special.
People talk about the negatives of the Coliseum, the dirt infield, things like that. But what's your favorite part about playing there?
The fans. There's nothing like the fans. I cherish every moment I get to drive into the stadium and feel the fans, feel the energy early on. And it's going to be a great experience once again. They're going to pack out the stadium like they do every Sunday and every Thursday night. So it's going to be fun. Look forward to seeing the fans and just seeing your family afterwards. It's a great atmosphere.
Is that one of the cool things about playing for this team, is just how strong that connection is with the fan base?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the major factors that hold together the mystique of the Oakland Raiders. There's only one nation, that's the Raider Nation, and it's second to none. And we love them. They fuel us, and they fuel us and enable us to do what we do.
Marcel, knowing the rivalry between these two teams, isn't it kind of odd that they could be partnering up?
Of course it's odd. It's like a little odd. It could be an odd marriage. There's mutual respect, but never any love. And business is business, and for us as players, that's way above our pay grade. But no matter what, when we see each other on the field, you're gonna hear a whole lot of helmets cracking, and it's gonna be a lot of fire.
Real quickly, the Chargers, well, you got guys like Gates and last year, Vigil Weddle last year, Vigil on their team as well. I mean, this could be kind of, Wood stepping on everything, kind of a breakup of an era when you look at both these two teams. I mean,
in sports, period, it's kind of interesting when you look at it this year. You have, legends, leaving their game, from Amy leaving soccer and Kobe leaving basketball. And then you have Wood, announcing his retirement. I'm still trying to tell him to tell everyone he's just joking, but he won't give in right now. But it's definitely, it's always a different outlook every year on sports. It's part of the business. But, like I tell these young guys, you got to realize early on what you're going to miss about this game and what's really important about this game. And it's the relationships that you build and the times that you cherish with each other in the locker room and traveling and things like that.